Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The leaders of France, Germany and Britain will co-chair a conference call later today after Donald Trump dropped his demand for a ceasefire in Ukraine. They've welcomed Mr. Trump's efforts to stop the war, but there are concerns that by backing Vladimir Putin's preference for an overall peace deal, the US president has, in effect, bought Russia more time to consolidate its military gains. The Ukrainian president is due to meet Mr. Trump in Washington on Monday. James Waterhouse has this report.
Europe's leaders seem to be collectively jumping on the possibility that the United States could provide the security guarantees they've wanted for so long. Donald Trump reportedly suggesting a NATO-style deterrent for Ukraine, that the US and other allies would step in if Russia tried to invade again, has Europe mostly pledging its eagerness to play a part. In the main, the hope is that President Zelensky's White House visit goes better than his last, when he had a now infamous verbal bust-up with Donald Trump. Could the US president finally get tough with Moscow and impose frequently threatened further sanctions and raise tariffs to its remaining trading partners? It's certainly a European wish.
A one-day general strike is getting underway in Israel in protest at the government's plan to seize control of Gaza City. The stoppage, which is backed by the opposition, was called by the families of hostages and others. They say expanding the war puts the lives of those held by Hamas at greater risk. On Saturday night, the father of one of the hostages, Itzik Horn, told thousands gathered at a rally in Tel Aviv why he thought the strike was needed.
Machar Israel Otzeret.
Tomorrow, Israel comes to a halt, and I call on everyone to join in. This is not a day off for shopping at malls. It is a day of protest. It is not only a day to show solidarity with the families of the hostages, but a civic demonstration to preserve the moral character of the State of Israel.
Thousands more Palestinians have left the Zeitoun district of Gaza City, which has come under intensified attack by the Israeli military. With the latest for us, here's Emenada reporting from Jerusalem.
A week after Israel's controversial announcement that it will invade Gaza's largest city, thousands of Palestinians are already fleeing its southern neighbourhoods, having suffered days of heavy bombardment. The Israeli military says from today it will begin allowing tents to be brought in again by aid agencies. It's expected that Israel wants to forcibly displace a million people from Gaza City to camps in the south. On Saturday, Gaza's hospitals reported 11 more deaths from malnutrition, including a child, while one malnourished young woman evacuated to Italy for treatment died after 2 days in hospital.
Eminada with that report from Jerusalem. This is the latest world news from the BBC. The Nigerian government has announced the arrest of two leaders of a jihadist group linked to Al-Qaeda. It said the men from a group called Ansaru had been on their most wanted list for years. Nigeria's national security advisor told journalists the militants were captured as a result of an intelligence-led operation in a national park in the west of the country. Sudan's military-appointed prime minister has appealed to Colombians to stop signing up as mercenaries to fight in his country. In a televised speech delivered in Spanish, Kamil Idris praised the Colombian president, Gustavo Petro, for urging people not to volunteer to fight alongside the rapid support forces. Earlier this month, the Sudanese army said it shot down a plane carrying at least 40 mercenaries, most of whom were Colombian. The Serbian president has warned that protesters who've attacked the offices of the governing party will be punished. Aleksandar Vučić said the time for responsibility was coming. On Saturday night, riot police were again deployed in a number of cities, including Belgrade, as people took part in demonstrations to demand early elections. This protester in the capital said she was confident of success.
I hope that one day the demands will be met, because they're justified. It's very clear that it will happen and that we'll win.
Serbia has seen months of anti-corruption protests. They turned violent earlier this week as pro-government loyalists staged counter-demonstrations. One of the best-known faces of Italian television, the presenter Pippo Baudo, has died at the age of 89. Italy's president Sergio Mattarella has paid tribute, saying he would be remembered for his professionalism, culture and grace. Baudo hosted a range of hugely popular TV entertainment shows from the early 1960s and was a renowned talent spotter. BBC News.